you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying, because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
What up, what up?
Hello.
La, la, la.
Oh, you know, it's so Gilmore Girls, that la, la, la.
I love it so much.
Really, I want to meet those ladies.
La, la, la.
This is an Acquired Taste podcast. My name is Bethany.
My name is Kathleen.
My name is Sam. And we're all in the moment putting the finishing touches on the last things that we just had to finish before doing this podcast. Like, I'm adding hashtags to an Instagram post.
We're only 75% with you. It's buffering.
It's a really strange day because Elvis left the big show early today because he had to fly to Santa Fe. So we're actually recording this when the show should sort of still be on.
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
Yeah, it feels like free time.
In a weird way.
It's like when you get out of school early for a doctor's appointment. And it's like a different atmosphere.
Or when you go drinking at lunch and you know you have to go back to the office and work.
So then you don't?
Do you know, once I fell asleep underneath my desk at a previous job because I had too many margaritas. And then my desk was positioned in such a way that if I just went underneath it, nobody in the office would know that I was there.
Oh my God.
It was like
God.
A corner unit. And yeah, so I slept there for the rest of the day.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I've lost the ability to day drink. And it's one of the saddest...
Really?
Abilities I've lost. I've lost many abilities.
So many abilities.
But that's one of
your
the worst
night
ones.
Night hearing, power of animals understanding where you point.
Do you skip the hangover and just go right to very ill?
Very, very ill and very tired immediately.
Is it? But do you have a cocktail or drink of choice for the day? Maybe you need to change that?
You know what? So it's all because of the anti-anxiety drugs. They switched me over to a different one.
Yeah.
And so that one automatically makes me tired. It's just a drug interaction.
Gotcha.
Which is probably fine because I probably shouldn't be drinking on it. But like wine puts me right to sleep now. And then even if I do, tequila is normally my stay awake drug or drink. Like I can tell when it starts to hit me. I know how to, you know, manage it really well. But even that will just like put me right to sleep.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's all drug interactions.
So what do you do for fun anymore?
I don't know.
I feel really bad for you.
She laughs to buy herself time before answering the question.
I'm not crying.
I'm not even lying. I've been doing a lot of like, I've been hanging a lot of shelves in my apartment.
Yeah,
and
you
just
have.
Like other things.
Yes. That actually sounds like a very good time.
It's pretty fun.
Right? That's how I knew I was like maturing, is when people asked what I wanted for my birthday or for Christmas. And instead of a gift card to Nordstrom or something, which I still would not throw away, I'll be honest, I was like, oh my God, there's these blinds at home sale. Can I have a gift card for home goods? Please.
Yeah. When you get excited because you got a new vacuum cleaner, it's very fun.
Hell yeah.
Oh, those diesels. They don't trap anything.
Dude.
Right?
I love my wet shop vac.
You'll all get there. Stop rolling your eyes at us. It's fun.
It'll be fun. So last week, if you didn't listen to our episode last week, it's called Hamish, and we read an email from one of our very favorite listeners, who shall be called Hamish, and he needed some advice about, you know, moving up in his position and having some authority over previously on par coworkers. And that awkwardness.
Yes.
So we got a really nice email from a woman. I'm not going to say her name.
What's her name going to be? Make it up.
Clarissa.
Does she explain it all?
Yeah.
Yes. She better.
She do.
Okay.
So she says, "Hi, Bethany and Sam and Kathleen. I've listened to the Elvis Duran Morning Show for a long time. I've recently started listening to your podcast. I love it."
Thank you.
Yeah. "I wanted to thank you specifically for your topic on the recent Hamish episode. I would have tweeted out my thanks. I don't want people to know about me yet. So here she goes. So I recently started a new job, and in the month I've been there, today officially marks a month, I've come to realize how much of a toxic environment it really is." Mm. I'm going to sort of change her job too, because she doesn't want her employers to know. But she basically works in, people service.
Okay.
You know, like similar to, you know, if you work like at, what's the word I'm looking for? The concierge desk at a hotel.
Yes.
Okay.
She works in that sort of thing. She says, "I knew it was going to be a busy, high stress job, but I wasn't prepared to go to work in an environment where trainees are thrown an overwhelming amount of information, treated as though they know nothing, and people are always afraid of getting in trouble. I know the main point of the podcast episode was to be assertive in earned positions of authority, But, and I think it was Kathleen, someone mentioned how important it is for managers to tell their employees when they do something well.
Yeah.
I'm not one to expect a pat on the back for everything, but this, could you hear my, like, my voice is doing these weird things?
I don't hear it.
I heard it. I was like, oh, I got to file a trouble ticket for my stupid mics again.
That's my throat making noises. But she said, but this toxic environment has been wreaking havoc on my brain and my heart. She said, so I hope one day to manage my own of these businesses. I have been, I still do a little bit, feel really down about my current job where it seems I'm expected to abandon everything I've learned about quality customer service in order to simply sell as many items as possible. But everything you guys said on the podcast encouraged me to continue working hard in this position and take a few lessons for when I move up the ladder. I thought this was a really important email. Thank you, Clarissa. You know your real name.
Thank you.
Because I have been having this conversation with a couple of my friends. I feel like everyone is all of a sudden in this place where they're feeling like, am I being fulfilled in my current job? Is it time for me to do something else in my current job? And how do I know when it's time to leave my current job? I have two girlfriends who are in very different industries, but they're both like, I don't know what to do. And they're kind of doing a lot of navel gazing right now. I think it's happening to a lot of people.
Right. Which is totally different from the, I know what I want to do, but I really don't want to do it kind of question.
Yeah.
Like when you're really with, like, you're that emoji with the shrug shoulders. You're like, I don't know.
I don't know, you guys.
But it's tough when you have a dream, but you also have a job that you love that's separate from that dream. Mm-hmm. And when do you cut the cord and say, okay, I'm going to move on to my dream now?
Yeah.
It's terrifying. It's like jumping off a cliff.
Yeah, it really is. I'm of the belief that you will know when it's time. You will feel it in your gut. Something will happen, or you know, you'll just wake up one day, or somebody will say something to you, and it'll, in that moment, you'll just be like, this is it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. It's a breaking point. So it, really being connected with yourself is so super important. You're worried about all these outlying elements, and not that those aren't important, but I don't think they could like trump the thing that you've got in between your ears telling you.
Yeah.
And who, okay, Bethany, we have a book. What's the author's name? He's amazing. Holy crap. I can't believe it's slipping my mind.
Mastin Kipp.
Okay. He said something that was really amazing. And he said a lot of things that are amazing. Definitely look into this guy. But the one thing that stuck with me most is you like ask someone like, what's your dream? Like, let's take away all boundaries. What is your dream? And someone's example was, I want to be a New York Times bestselling author. And he says, okay, amazing, excellent. Why? And a lot of the times he said someone will respond with, I don't know why. I just really want it. And then his retort is, I know you don't know. But if you did know, what would the answer be? And that usually helps someone break it down further.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's fascinating. And it works.
Keep going until you get to the emotion. Like, I am not fulfilled unless I let other people with a disability know what my experience was and that they're going to be okay. And then you work backwards from there. Because if your goal is to be a New York Times bestselling author and you get it, that has a shelf life. That's not going to bring you happiness for long enough. It's not going to do it. So you have to figure out what your emotional goal is for your, you know, understood goal and work backwards.
Yeah.
I know. It's like mind blowing.
No, I'm laughing because I'm thinking about fighting with my husband. And he says to me, I don't know. And I go, I know you don't know. But if you did know,
what would you say?
I think he might rip my head off.
He said we weren't allowed to use it on our significant other.
Oh,
he
did. Okay.
He did say that.
Because, I can imagine how that would not be a very good fighting tactic in a relationship.
Please don't bring that to your relationship at home. That's just not good.
But Clarissa, I think that you have already figured out what a lot of us need to figure out, which is like, if somebody is making you feel terrible, it doesn't have to be a work thing. It can be anything. You have to protect yourself and you need to know when it's time to move on, if it's time to move on. But you also, you can take control of the way that you see it. So you can either say to yourself, why is this happening to me? Mm-hmm. Or you can say to yourself, why is this happening for me? Mm-hmm. And if you reframe it that way, then everything is a lesson, not a way to victimize you.
Love that.
Yeah. Perspective.
Yeah, it's all about perspective. So maybe that is a way that you can survive for as long as you need to survive before you can go off and do your own thing.
Yeah. And understand when it's someone else's problem. Because I have a question for, I guess, all of us. What the f*** is it about landing a job of authority that I'm not going to say you didn't earn? Mm-hmm. Let's just say everyone who gets that job earned it. That turns them into a sometimes. We're all courtesy and respect and understanding for someone who is in that position goes out the window because now I'm the boss, so I don't need to have any, you know, I mean, that's not so uncommon. Thankfully, that's not everyone in authority. Definitely not. But there are people, you know, I've come across them in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what? What?
I had it happen to me when I worked in a different industry. The person that was my coworker became my boss and just became impossible. And I think sometimes, you know, there's always the possibility that's ego and all of that stuff, which I think is the case sometimes. I think sometimes too, though, it's stress. It's like with this position comes so much more added stress and you just...
I don't buy it.
Don't know how to handle it.
I don't buy it.
You don't think so?
I mean, no, I understand that stress can make people grumpy, but don't forget that you're a human being and that you're talking to other human beings.
Yeah.
I just like, I know that sometimes you lose your cool, but then go back and apologize.
Definitely.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you have to still remember that everybody's got a lot on their plate.
And you also take that negativity back with you. Like, I've had moments where I've been curt with coworkers, whatever their position, because I'm in a place. And later on, I just feel like crappy. That doesn't make me any happier, you know?
Yeah, you definitely do take it with you. I am working on, it's something that I have struggled with my whole life, is not letting something just like take over my day. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the podcast a few episodes ago where I talked about that duster I was wearing with a tight dress and everyone's giving me So then I wore the duster again to work. I had to disable comments on my Instagram because so many people were commenting on this coat. If you go to my Instagram,
that they didn't like it.
They just all had an opinion. And the picture was not... if you go to Miss Bethany Watson, MS Bethany Watson, it's a picture of me and Macklemore.
Yes.
And I disabled the comments because enough people were... The point of the picture is that it looks like I have no legs.
Oh my God, I laughed so hard at that.
Yeah, it's a total optical illusion. The coat is covering my legs and it looks like I'm floating. That was the point of the picture. But people were like, are you Carmen Sandiego? That's the clincher was a woman who wrote, Elvis is right, that's a ugly coat, but you do you.
Oh, goodness gracious. I'm no like, disrespect, but
but on me, because her comment was just a reflection of her. It had nothing to do with me, but I took it with me for literally the rest of the day.
You know what? You should comment on every comment. Your comment is a reflection of you.
Can we just make it an automatic answering service that if you plug an algorithm into your phone, it immediately replies with that, like with certain keywords?
I'm going to start using that in everyday life. When somebody says something awful to me, like to my face, or I hear someone say something awful about someone else, I'm just going to say, your comment is a reflection of you.
You know what someone should be for Halloween?
What?
Is a meme in real life. And what it is their head should be a big cardboard square with like a beautiful nature scene and a lovely comment, like a lovely, like, your dreams are your dreams because they're your path, right? But then behind it, it's like you just angrily texting on your phone, because we're the same people who post lovely memes and the people who go home and we're like, mother I'm going to kill him. I want to picture him.
We're human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. That's a great costume idea, though. Side note, super excited for the costume element of Halloween.
It's going to be awesome
Halloween,
this year.
I hate you.
No, you don't. Kathleen, I'm not going to say anything, but your costume idea is amazing.
It is.
Thank you, but I hate Halloween.
Why?
Because it's such a waste of money, all of it. The candy, the costume, the blah, blah, blah.
This is our
decompression episode, by the way, so we're not really going to get to a topic today. We're just sort of blowing off steam because we need to. So why do you hate Halloween?
Because I think it's cheesy.
Why is it cheesy to express creativity and take on the role of a different kind of being for a weekend partying?
It's like when you're a teenager and you're babysitting and the kids got to go to a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese and you're like, yes, I love Chuck E. Cheese. I can't wait to go to this birthday party. And you get there and you're like, wow, this is awful.
So I guess I'm not going as Chucky this year. Thank you.
It's like it's cold out for us in New York and girls are wearing nothing. Mm-hmm. And then a coat can ruin your costume. And then you also have high heels to go along with it. But then you have to bring flats in your bag. And then you have a giant purse and a cute costume and you're carrying around a duffel to carry all. I mean, I just can't.
When did this black cloud over Halloween start for you?
In college, and there was like a lot of pressure to like be the sexy, creative, whatever. And then you could actually, I know exactly where I was dressed as, I don't know, a burlesque girl with my roommate at the time. And we went to a frat house and they wouldn't let us in because my boobs weren't big enough.
Okay.
Kathleen.
You guys just helped me pinpoint my hatred of Halloween.
Underlying emotional trauma.
That is not okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Kathleen.
What was he, a football player? What was his costume?
I don't know. He was frat boy. That was his permanent costume.
I am so upset for you and I'm so sorry.
So then, that makes sense.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't ever really think about it, but that's why I hate him.
I wish you said to him, your comment is a reflection on you.
And comment is a reflection on him.
And it was because it had taken all of my courage to go out in public in this like half naked costume. And then I was feeling good and I was with my friends. And actually my friend Jeff had this like fabulous costume. It was like Robo Pimp, where he was like dressed as a robot, but also a pimp. And it had like an audio element to it and a light show element to it. And we were all out together. And I remember saying to the frat boy, but Jeff is Robo Pimp. Doesn't that make up for my lack of chest?
This is not okay.
Yeah.
That is definitely a reflection of him.
That's
but
gross.
Why do you guys love Halloween so much?
I'll say this. I don't actually.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
I don't love the holiday. Because okay. I loved it growing up when a trick-or-treating event was involved.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But after that, once I got into college, I really stopped liking it because I'm not a huge partier. I'm not a club girl. I'm not a house party girl. I've never felt great in those environments. I'm more of like a, hey, a bunch of friends get together at a house. Which is different than a house party.
Yes.
And so that's what college is. And I was very, very overweight in college. And so dressing up isn't fun for Halloween if all of your friends are dressed like sexy bunnies and you can't fit into that outfit. So then, fine, whatever. So then that's kind of Halloween from now on. And then when you're, you know, if you work, Halloween is like whatever weekend everyone's going out and partying. And again, that's not really my scene.
Yeah.
So I love Halloween here because we get to dress up for work and it's a thing and everyone does it. So that's my time to do Halloween, but I don't actually go to a party or anything like for the actual holiday.
Yeah. Okay.
Sam, you are like Halloween central.
Which it's
Sam
funny because I go to the club. No, I really don't. But what's funny is I don't like scary, as everyone knows. So it's kind of weird that it's like I'm so into Halloween, but it's because I've always liked excuses to dress creative. Like, I most of the time try and do it day to day. So to have a holiday where it's acceptable to put on a costume and be something else is... It's like I get another Christmas in my year.
Yeah.
And in high school, we would have parties. We would have costumes. It doesn't matter what month it was. We would have costume parties where we would make our costumes, whatever the theme was, and have a normal high school party with your friends, but just dressed as a belly dancer because that was the theme of the party.
That's
because
you went to that fancy high school.
I went
from
to
that
musical
movie.
Theater high school.
Fame.
That was my life. Autobiography about me. So I just like, and I also can't, I won't enjoy Halloween if I'm in a pinch and I have a purchased costume.
Mm.
That's not fun. Yeah. I like to physically make it somehow because then I feel like kind of proud. And I don't really love the packed party scene either. I did it in college and I didn't know I didn't like it at the time. I was just like, I'm missing something or my head's not somewhere.
Yeah.
No, it turns out I don't do very well with the packed club. And then I can't show off my outfit. So usually I like going to, there's a concert here in the city. It's called Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
And this band does a set of their actual stuff. They're called Jukebox the Ghost. They're not widely successful, but they have like a core following who goes to, you know, tours all over the U.S. whatever, and they come back, they leave for an hour and then they have a second set and they come back dressed as Queen and do only Queen cover songs.
That's wonderful.
It's so much
love
fun
that.
And you're all just and that's my thing. And then you get to walk around and people watch if you're in a big city, which is so fun.
That is fun. I like walking home from work the day of Halloween because I'm in costume.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
only a few other people are in costume too. Yep. And so like one day, the year that I was dressed as Daenerys Targaryen from Game of Thrones.
Oh, that was A plus.
It was
that
so
was
much
such
fun.
Such a good costume.
And I walked home. It wasn't cold enough that I needed a coat. So I walked home in my full outfit with the dragon on my shoulder without acting like this was a thing. Like just I marched home like I had a purpose. Yep. And that was fun. So there, that aspect, I'm with you on it.
And yeah. I like little kids in Halloween costumes. They're really cute. Cute.
Yeah, when you're dressed as like a little sack of peas.
Yeah.
Like a little tiny bumblebee.
Yeah, like a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Baby's first Halloween, Aww. It's a pumpkin.
So cute.
But I think this is important. I think that it's good that you figured out why you hate it, Kathleen.
Yeah.
Because now you can like take steps to maybe remedy if you want to, but you don't have to love Halloween.
No, I think I'll continue to hate it.
That's fine.
But at least you know why now.
Until I have children. But I do love pumpkin carving.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh, okay.
And apple picking.
Yes.
Except I'm going to go apple picking this weekend and it is going to be 85 degrees.
I don't Ooh. Think you can go then because you can't wear fingerless gloves if it's 85 degrees.
I know, but you know what? The apple season really ends in the Northeast like at the end of September, the beginning of October. So it's now or never. Do yeah. or die, baby.
Really?
Yes. Why is it so hot outside?
This is why when people get so mad, again, I get pissed off on Instagram because people are attacking me for loving fall. Like you get 4 or 5 months of summer.
Yeah.
Give us the 2 weeks of fall that we get before it turns into winter.
Right.
Because then it turns immediately into winter. Yeah.
See, that's exactly why I hate fall. It's because of that reason. It's because it's the promise of cold to come.
Ugh.
It's not that I dislike the season itself.
Well, summer is also the promise of cold to come.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like it's a longer promise.
It's a promise ring that your high school boyfriend gives you.
Exactly. Yeah. And autumn is like the when you start getting the look and he starts talking to that other girl in class and
That's
you're like,
right.
is he going to dump me?
Promise
That's
rings
what fall is for me.
Mean nothing.
Fall. Ask the Jonas Brothers.
I know. That's a purity ring.
Oh.
That also means nothing.
That also
means As we know. Because we know.
Because we know.
Because we know.
Speaking of autumn,
yes.
May I tell you about something that I agreed to do yesterday that is so out of my element that I'm very excited about it.
What?
Please do.
Are you doing this autumn?
So I love fall and I was going back and forth on Instagram DM with a woman I've met once.
Okay.
But we met through this project we worked on together. And so I know she's cool. And we realize that we look like each other. Like when we smile, our eyes both disappear and our nose crinkles up. And she lives in upstate New York.
Okay.
And I was like, yay, fall. And she was like, yay, fall. It gets really beautiful up here. And I was like, gosh, I wish I could see it. And she said, anytime you want to come, come. And then I said, wait, what are you doing the weekend of October 21st? And she
oh.
said, nothing. And I'm like, I'm going to come.
Yeah.
Yay!
I'm going to visit a new friend I've only met once and hang out with her all weekend
Amazing.
While she shows me around all the fall things.
This yes. is such a great idea.
I'm really excited about it because I don't hang out with people very much, especially
yeah.
not a whole weekend.
Yeah.
But she's cool and I like her a lot. And so I think it'll be fun.
Go with
yes,
it.
Queen.
Yeah. She's cool. And she takes really good pictures.
And the fall.
Nice.
And the fall, you guys.
The crunchy leaves.
Also yeah, the fall.
Also the fall. So I'm
Apple
really
pies.
Excited about it.
That's great, Bethany. Good for you.
So that's how I'm stretching myself.
Plan your outfits now.
Yes.
I know. I need your help.
Yes.
All the scarves and all the hats.
So if you are also a fall person, let us know how you're going to celebrate.
Yeah.
That's my friend.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
You guys
her,
look
too.
Like sisters.
She looks like only a slightly curlier version of you.
Yeah, she's pretty
that's
great.
That's what's up.
So I'm excited.
Oh my goodness, this is going to be great. I'm yeah. proud of you.
You better carve pumpkins.
I really hope so. I just want to see some leaves.
Yes.
I want to do some hay riding.
Okay.
I want to smell some nature.
Yes.
I'd like to pet a goat. I don't know if that's even a thing up there.
Petting goats? Why not?
I mean, I don't know. Is that
Find
a thing
a goat,
up there?
Then pet it.
You could put an ad in the newspaper to see if anybody has a goat to pet.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do some research on the area and see if there's a goat farm or something.
Yeah.
I feel like every place in nature has goat farms, right? That's
sure.
a normal thing.
Sure. Goats are plentiful from what I understand.
I think it's just a thing on Facebook that every place in nature has a goat farm. They're very popular with those millennials.
They are.
They're just so freaking cute.
Hold on.
Bethany needs to open a box of Malomars.
Oh my
you know
God,
what's one
Malomars.
Thing I want to do this autumn that I haven't done, but I feel like will be a great way to celebrate the Halloween-ness?
Autumn
of it all. There's a zombie paintball gun hayride by my parents' house where you get to go on a hayride. Yeah, you guys should come down. Maybe I'll borrow the car and we can make like an afternoon trip of it. And
okay.
I'll drive everyone back up.
If Julia Stiles and Heath Ledger are not there, I'm not going.
Why is that though? I'm missing a reference.
Hello?
10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, sorry. There was no zombies in that paintballing, only romance and magic. This one, you just go on the hayride and it has the paintball gun and you zombies come out from the corn maze.
That's amazing.
And you just shoot them.
That's amazing.
Right? I kind of want to really do this.
Okay. I wonder how many layers of protection those actors have to wear.
I just assume they're real zombies and there's no true way to kill them.
They're real zombies.
Yes, please don't ruin this for me.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
We also had somebody email us and say that they also do that total immersion salt bath thing that you were talking about last week, Sam.
Really?
She said she does it regularly for her anxiety. And she actually, her doctor got some sort of thing that happened so that she can pay for it with her FSA because it's part of her anxiety treatment.
That is fantastic.
I wonder if you could get one for your house.
I mean, you can make one, I'm sure.
You can make one. You got like a kiddie pool, a lot of salt.
Fill your tub with salt.
Like tons of salt.
Can you imagine having to call a plumber because your drain was clogged with salt? Dear plumber.
I'm salty.
Trying to recreate the spa. Mm-hmm. I have so many worries.
They needed a lot of salt to do it in Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Remember they kept running out of salt and they were like, more salt!
They did it in Stranger Things?
Yeah, at the very end.
The pool, and she's 11.
When 11 has to go find Barb.
Oh, that's right.
R.I.P. Barb.
No spoilers.
No, sorry. Yeah, they put her in a floating pool.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's why her skin looks so good. 11's really 37 years old. We just wouldn't know because of that salt scene. It brought her youth.
Is so polished, that
She's
Millie Bobby
so
Brown.
Cute.
Did you guys see any of her on the red carpet for the Emmys?
Yes, she was like a mature but still youthful princess.
It's just like the grace of a, just like a royal.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch her grow
it's
up.
Not just because that's a British accent. She is like, she speaks like she's 30 years old. Like she's lived a full life and she's full of wisdom.
And poise. That's one word
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Poised.
And I also hope, and this sounds kind of weird to say, and I hope it doesn't sound bad as it comes out, I hope she never quote unquote fixes her teeth.
I don't know if I know what her teeth look
like. She has a British smile, which is the stereotypical. They don't get braces immediately like Karen most Knightley. Americans do.
Yeah.
And it's so charming to me, her smile. And I thought about it the other day. I'm like, oh no, I hope she doesn't get bit by the fame bug / the model perfection that we are saturated with and wants to fix her teeth because of that.
Yeah.
Fix again in quotes.
She does. Oh, her teeth are perfect.
And they're so cute.
She was very Gwyneth Paltrow at the Oscars, remember, for Shakespeare in Love when she was wearing ballet pink and the pulled back hair. Yes, that's what she reminded me of.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't remember the reference, but I love that you do.
That's because I'm older than you are. You're probably 3 years old.
And because you guys are best friends.
I was six.
I was six.
Taking notes about Gwyneth Paltrow at
now
the
I'm
Oscars.
Now I'm just looking up pictures of Millie Bobby Brown.
You're glued to your phone.
This is what friends do when they hang out. But our podcast is this. We're just looking at our phones.
Yeah, seriously. This is like the most boring podcast we've done. But I'm like, this is probably the most authentic one we've done.
This is like a salt bath for us. This is therapeutic. Every once in a while, the podcast is for the three of us. And if people want to tune in, that would be great. That's this.
Oh,
should we go around and say what we learned this week? Or do you guys like not even have the ability to think right now?
No, let's do it. We should do it.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay, who learned something this week?
I learned this week that when you move into a new place, whether it be like an office or a new house or apartment or whatever, unpack as quickly as possible because it's amazing how quickly your boxes and things leaned against the wall just become furniture and you don't see them anymore.
Okay.
And I'm in that place now where I just have pictures leaning against the wall and I don't know if they will ever get hung. And it's just a thing. So like, that's why I was hanging shelves this weekend to try at least put something that the pictures can go on.
Yeah.
So I think that's just in general in life. Don't let things sit for too long.
Yeah.
Whether it's plans or pictures.
Yeah.
Because you get complacent real fast.
I like that.
Yeah. That's what I learned.
Okay.
Bethany sent out a tweet last week, and it was like, don't stop, won't stop, don't stop, don't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. Drinking enough water to
drinking
keep me hydrated.
Oh, yes, I read that too.
So
surprise ending.
Ended up in a dark hole about how much water one should consume in a day because of Bethany's tweet. And I learned that pure water is so pure that if you actually drink too much of a very pure water, which is not the stuff that comes out of your tap.
Okay, I was going to say, where is this from then? Okay,
not the stuff that comes out of your tap. You can actually, it's poisonous. Mm-hmm. Pure water is poisonous.
What?
You need minerals in that water.
Okay, this is fast. I've never thought on this, ever. Now I'm scared of water.
You can also drink too much water that you just drown yourself from the inside, basically.
That's true.
Like, if you look that up, too. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about it.
There's a radio station.
Well, there was a radio bit.
Oh, boy.
It's called, just Google, hold your Wii for a Wii. It was back when they were giving away Nintendo Wiis.
Oh, okay.
And a woman died.
Because she, that's right.
Oh, my God.
She drank so much water and held it, and her stomach was bulging out, and she looked pregnant, and it was all water, and she passed away later because your body gets basically undersalinated. You dilute all the salt in your body.
Yeah.
And you can die. So you have to be really careful as you're hydrating a lot to make sure that you're
I immediately not became aware of the fact that I have to pee and now I'm panicking.
You have not had too much water.
Oh my God.
You're okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mine's water related too, what I learned this week. Well, it's not really what I learned. I need people to help me. So
sorry, I'm busy.
I'd love to, but I don't want to. I need to know what different reasons this can happen. I have it used to be every 2 to 3 weeks, and then it happened last week 3 days in a row, and it hasn't happened in the last 4 days. I'll wake up, and there's a puddle of water on my floor on the wood. I would circle my hand around the puddle, and there's no trail. Like, it's not runoff from my kitchen.
This is in your dream?
My apartment.
Oh.
Like, my real life. This is my nightmare. There's no water running from the kitchen. It's in the middle where the kitchen meets the hallway meets the living room. Like, right in the middle. And there's no touching. It's not coming from a wall.
So it's like someone poured water
into
this area.
It looks like someone poured water. There's also no spatter marks. Like, it was dripping from above.
Okay.
It's just a very neat pool every time. And I have a white ceiling, so it would be easy to see water damage.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing. I've left it for a while and just sat there and watched it to see if I can watch it grow or die.
How'd that go for you?
That was a boring Sunday.
Like, watched it for eight
whole
hours.
It doesn't come from anywhere. And
this is when you wake up and it's there?
It happens overnight. I've never stepped in water in the middle of the day.
What floor do you live on?
The fourth. There's no one above me.
There's no one above you.
There's no one above me. Is there a leak in a pipe directly under my floor? Is that a thing? And
why
does
it leak
go upwards?
Sam, you have a ghost.
Why is the ghost piddling in my living room?
It might not be urine. It might be that he hung himself by standing on a block of ice.
Oh, yes. That's the alternative.
Why does my floor have
I'm going to show you a photo.
Where the ghost drowned in a water tower.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And he's just standing there staring at you while you sleep, drip, drip, dripping.
I'm the worst person you could have set this to.
Water puddles, let's see.
Mysterious. You need to set up a camera.
Set up a camera.
Look, here's the picture of it so you could see there's nothing around it. And it doesn't look like it's coming from anything, right? It's just it's like someone kneeled down, poured a cup of water, and went on their way. And it's the same spot. It's happened maybe 10 times since I've moved there. It's been a year. But it was weird to see it happen 3 mornings in a row.
That is shaped like a shield.
Oh my God, now I have to pay attention to the shape.
Or a pizza flipper.
Or a pizza flipper. A paddle.
That's very strange because I don't see any hole or anything in the middle of it?
No.
Maybe it's a dominatrix ghost, because that looks like something you'd whack someone's bum with.
Oh really my does. God. Maybe I'll wake up with handcuffs one day.
That is so strange.
Know.
If you are like a
plumber
or a plumber
handyman,
enthusiast.
I don't know.
Let's see.
Two of the wooden, I have, it's a hardwood floor, and there is a slightly larger slice, but that's throughout my living room, so it's not that unusual. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, this is the one spot where two pieces of wood are further away from each other. Like, there are those throughout my living room. And so I don't really, that's the only thing I can think of. I told my mom, my poor parents were on, they're my landlords, so it's not like I was just calling mom, although I would have done that anyway. But I called my landlords, and I told them what's up, and they went on vacation, so they have to wait till they get home to call someone, and if it's an emergency, I have to call someone myself, if my apartment starts flooding. But
maybe we should have that pagan seance that Bethany's been promising us in your apartment instead.
Yes. Right in the middle of that area? Okay,
yes,
but it
I think
has to be in the day.
No. At night. Well, at night doesn't do it during the day.
Well, then one of you have to take me home with you because
there's
no way you're both leaving me after that.
No, that's totally fine. I'll do it.
Okay, I invite my friend Bob.
Yeah, who's Bob?
His last name is Duke.
I
High five.
That was just mean-spirited. Bah, you set me up like that. I want to take off my headphones, but you're still in this room.
You can't get away from me.
I'll still hear you.
I'm Googling it, and a lot of people are saying it's a poltergeist.
Yeah, oh, my God. Guys.
Wait, okay.
This is real now.
Okay, dear... .com. Dear contractors, let's look what they say. Did you wake up this morning to discover a large puddle of water on your tiled kitchen floor? Are you wondering how the water is pooling up on your floor and what can be done to prevent it from happening again? Okay, yes. Yes, we are. And we know that they're dangerous. Okay. The first thing you need to do is mop up the water and wait for it to appear again. It may take a few hours. You may even have to wait overnight if the damage to your pipes is very small. When the water is on the floor once again, you can determine the current of the water. Throwing a small pin or other lightweight object into the water will tell you the direction of its flow, as water generally travels away from its source. Damaged pipes are not always hidden in plain sight. Some may be located behind walls or within cabinets. Mm-hmm. Once you have gained a general idea of the direction of the water, start your search accordingly. One of the most common sources of water puddles on the kitchen floor is a leaking and damaged pipe under the sink. But this isn't anywhere near a sink, is it?
No.
Okay. You also may be suffering from a damaged pipe within one of the surrounding walls.
It's either being given to me by a source that has passed or my floor.
Should we call these people right now?
Yeah. Let's see.
Can we ask them if they've ever dealt with plumbing issues surrounding poltergeists?
This is not a laughing matter, Kathleen.
I don't hear anything.
Sorry.
I'm upset that you're laughing. Why is it not working? It's the phone. Can we Miss Giggles Pants over here?
Hey, Miss Giggles, I'm about to make a phone call. Why are you crying laughing?
I'm sorry. I don't know. It's been a weird day.
Kathleen's having a day. I'm sorry. It's a weird day.
Now it's hung up again.
Okay, well.
You just hung up on me.
Where are these people even located? Where are they even located?
Phoenix. It's the first one that came up, so they're really good at whatever advertising they do.
They're going to ask you for you. They're going to see a 212 area code and say they don't fix pipes in New York.
Kathleen is now crying. Have you ever had a day where it's just a day? Kathleen's having that day.
I'm having that day.
This is an article from September of 2014, but I don't imagine that plumbing has changed that much. All right, I'm just going to do it on my phone.
Okay.
It's all done virtually now.
Kathleen.
She's sobbing.
Hold on. Don't cut any of this out, Sam. This is riveting.
Thank you for calling. This call may be recorded for quality assurance. We connect your call.
Sorry if I have to yell kind of to talk to them.
Hi, I have a kind of a random question for you. It's plumbing related. Are you someone who could answer it?
We think it's plumbing related.
Yes, ma'am. Shoot.
Okay, so I'm here with my friend, and she has this random wet spot that appears in the middle of her hallway on a wood floor in the middle of the night, and she's on the fourth floor, and it's not near any sinks or walls.
Why are you laughing? Okay. Because they say it could be a poltergeist.
A poltergeist? Well, okay, let me ask you something. You see any water tracks on the ceiling above it?
No, and I have a white ceiling, so it would be really clear. It's not coming from my ceiling.
How big is this water spot that shows up?
Is it like size
of a softball, basketball, baseball?
It's closer to basketball, but like an oval basketball.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, is the wood floor mushy? That it has to be coming up from below.
Okay, but so that happens. That's not that unusual.
No, it does happen. You could have water lines that could be spraying up on your deck from underneath. You could have a pinhole in it. But if that's the case, I guarantee the unit below is going to have some water coming through their ceiling, or have some kind of water spots on their ceiling in that vicinity.
Okay.
So it's
not necessarily supernatural. For sure, it is possible that water would flow up.
I've seen it. Matter of fact, just had one last week. We had water lines in the joist area, per se, that had a pinhole on the top of the pipe that was actually spraying upwards into the floor. But as it goes upwards, you're going to have residue that goes downwards.
Gotcha. Yes.
You know, unless you got a dog running around there peeing in that same spot.
Not a live one.
But she has a boyfriend that is questionable.
Does he like to drink a lot?
Yes. I will answer that, yes. Okay. Thank you so much, because we were afraid we were going to have to do a seance.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great one.
It's probably not a ghost, guys.
I think we should call a paranormal plumber. I'm just saying.
Hold on. Now let me Google that.
Google paranormal plumber.
Paranormal plumber.
Oh, boy.
Oh, obviously, the ghost hunters guys, they started out as Roto-Rooter people.
Oh, okay.
We really need to,
you're friendly,
like,
with them.
Yeah.
Have them in here at some point.
Yeah, that's great. Do you think you could get one of them on your phone?
Let me text Dave. Hold on.
Yeah.
Dave.
If this podcast is long enough, we can just turn it into a two-part episode and release the second part as a bonus episode.
Can I say what's annoying? If you don't have an iPhone, I can't text you from my computer. Ugh.
If you don't have an iPhone, that's the only reason Bethany's not texting you.
Sam and I are both dating Androids.
Yeah. I'm dating it for the photo quality. I'll be honest. I do love my iPhone, but Android has great quality.
Let's wait in silence while he texts back. You're going to have so much editing to do.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Because I'm a pusher. I push people.
I don't know. I'm just trying to fill the silence.
When I am down.
Herbie Fully Loaded was on this weekend.
Wow. There's a movie I haven't thought about in a long time.
Yeah.
What phase was Lindsay in? Was that before things started getting a little rocky?
Yeah, right before, I think.
Neil and I were trying to figure that out, and we think that there were rumors that she was like acting erratically and taking drugs while on the set of Herbie Fully Loaded. But it's about a car that drives her, so I don't blame her.
You have to pay a lot of money for that in some places.
I love that. And then it turned into the biography, Lindsay Fully Loaded.
But Justin,
which she was, apparently.
Oh my God, that's actually, you should call VH1 right now.
I have an idea.
Justin Long is her boyfriend in that movie.
He's so understatedly hot.
He's so cute, but it's just like, now knowing now what we know about Lindsay Lohan, you're like, Justin, run away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then he went to Drew Barrymore right after that.
That's right.
Right? They were dating for a long time.
Yes.
Didn't they make a movie together about a long distance relationship too, right before they broke up?
Isn't there one about he loves baseball more than her?
No, that's Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
That's Fever Pitch.
That's right.
Good movie. That is a
Your knowledge of these movies is pretty epic.
I have a sad life.
She didn't know about 10 Things I Hate About You.
I didn't recognize. I do know.
I love you.
So
baby.
I'm not hearing back from my friend yet, but he's probably not. He has a lot of children. He has 8 of
How
them.
How dare
selfish
he?
Of him.
So he probably isn't paying attention to me right now because he's trying to be a father.
Look at me. Look at me.
Listen, pay attention to me. I've seen Cheaper by the Dozen. He doesn't have that much going on.
They, at some point, they just take care of the one below them, right?
Right. That's why you have another one.
Right.
Kathleen's going to start crying again. Okay.
So we should wrap this boring piece of crap up. And
for you guys, it's boring. I might be living with a ghost, I just found out.
We're going to continue to investigate this ghost issue, and then we will we'll keep you posted.
Can we, when your friend reaches back, can we get on the phone with him for maybe 5 minutes tomorrow and release that as a little bonus clip?
Get on the horn with him?
Yeah. Don't give him too much information. I want to have an actual conversation with this guy.
Yeah.
Can you pitch that?
Yep.
Okay, so guys, hopefully this is part one of part two of parts of Poltergeist Plumbing Podcast.
Problems.
My head hurts.
I really think you should take some fishing wire and some paper towels and set up a ghost water trap.
That's not a thing.
Oh,
is that a thing?
Yes. Yep. And take flour.
Okay.
And sprinkle the flour all the way around it so that if a ghost walks out of it, you see the footprints.
Ghosts? Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
When
okay.
I am down and oh, my soul so weary.
Why are you ruining this song for me? And
it
scary.
Why am I ruining it?
You're making it scary.
You bitch.
It is scary.
I'm a good singer.
You have a poltergeist.
That's where Bethany's taking it.
You bitch.
She's so pissed. Okay, guys, this is the last episode of the Choir Taste Podcast ever.
Follow us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
And on Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast.
Guys, do I have a poltergeist in my apartment?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, please follow my web series Labeled at Labeled Series on Instagram and watch the episodes and support us and tell your friends.
I'm unplugging your
man.